1460 WVOX.
Well, it's always helpful when what's in the news, we can get someone on the air who can relate to what's going on. Waiting for us right now is Dr. Kate Davis. She's a Manhattan-based clinical child psychologist. She volunteered to help immigrant children held over here at the Children's Village in Dobbs Ferry. She was turned down. Let's get a first-person account. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you for making time for us today.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
And you heard in our news, apropos of that, we had a story related to the very facility that you volunteered for. Now, you practice in Manhattan, obviously.
Right.
What compelled you to volunteer, and then why were you rebuffed?
So I think New York and the surrounding area has the most vibrant and supportive mental health community in the entire country, if not the world. I'm connected to hundreds of other clinicians, and we're perfectly positioned to help in this time of crisis. We have special training to help children with trauma. We understand the nature of the commitment that we would be making if we were to begin working with some of these children. So we want to help. We want to get involved. And when I reached out to the Children's Village, which I know does incredible work, I've heard before any of this even started happening, I've been aware of the fantastic work that they're doing with children. I know of their incredible reputation. But I was told that there were Office of Refugee Resettlement regulations against having volunteers come work with the kids.
Did they say why?
I'm not sure. It wasn't explained to me. I really don't know. Perhaps it involves the government having to give consent because they are currently the guardians of these kids. But I was told that there are other children who have been separated from their parents for issues relating to the criminal justice system, and I would be able to volunteer with those children. And of course I want to do that. All of these children are in so much need, and any support we could give is wonderful. But we're hearing stories of hundreds of kids being sent to New York. That's really difficult for a small network of nonprofits to manage on their own. I feel like more is more. More clinicians means smaller caseloads, more individual attention given to each kid, and more supervision amongst the professionals.
Now, Doctor, I'm sorry, go ahead, forgive me, finish.
No, go ahead.
No, well, you were upset enough when you were rebuffed to contact a very noteworthy publicist to say, hey, help us get the word out. And we got word of that, and it's right here in our home. Are you? Why? You're very upset. Now, what is it about you, and how do you have the time? It's hard for psychologists to make money these days, what with the way insurance pays. Why were you willing to do this, and what made you so upset?
I actually think that we're very fortunate to live in a place where the stigma of mental health issues is greatly diminished. Obviously, it's still a problem, but we have very, I think, successful and comfortable professional careers in New York. So it's not like we're also desperate to exploit the situation to find jobs. I mean, we're okay. We really do want to help. We chose this position because we want to devote our lives to helping children in need. This is what we do. This is our life's mission. So we want to be mobilized. We want to be recruited. And the reason that I reached out was because if this is policy, if there is some sort of administrative barrier to having mental health professionals volunteer their time, I think it's important that that try to be changed.
Doctor, do you specialize in child psychology? Is that your specialty, or do you handle the gamut?
My training is especially in child psychology.
Okay, because this is perfect for us. And let me remind people, we're talking with Dr. Katie Davis. She is a Manhattan-based clinical psychologist. She volunteered right over here at the Village, Children's Village at Dobbs Ferry. She was turned down. Again, red tape, the issue. Full disclosure, because this is near and dear to my heart. I was given away shortly after I was born, about 6 months. And then I was taken back abruptly at the age of 7. And so I know all about being separated from parents twice over. And it certainly cost me a lot. How damaging is it? And this is whether it's for good reason. I mean, someone who's been legitimately incarcerated or someone separated at the border. What does this do to a psyche?
For adults, we have the cognitive capacity to see the world beyond our own experience. So we can take other people's perspectives. We know that if somebody isn't physically with us, that they have an experience of their own and their life is going on separate from ours. We can know things are happening beyond what's actually happening to us. Children don't have that capacity fully developed. So children's development really hinges on successful attachment relationships to their caregivers. So they're not going to be willing to explore the world and to learn and to grow unless they perceive their caregivers as being physically present and able to respond to their needs. So basically, these children don't know what's going on with their parents, and that's scary. And they perceive the world as being chaotic and unpredictable. And that causes a persistent heightened level of stress. It causes damaged autonomic stress responses, which continue to be an issue, higher rates of internalizing and externalizing psychopathology, and a host of negative cognitive outcomes like poor executive functioning. And we could see changes in the brain that happen as a result of these traumas. Yeah. So this is not a problem that's going away for these kids. They need a lot of support to know that the world is safe and the world can be predictable and they can have control. But if their caregivers are torn away from them and they don't understand what's happening, it's really difficult for them to develop that capacity.
Dr. Davies, what would you like? We have a lot of elected officials listen to this program. This is the political town hall for this county. What would you like those listening, what would you like to come out of your appearance here today?
I've been reading quotes from Governor Cuomo saying that he's been having trouble mobilizing mental health support for these children. So I know it's on their radar. I've seen this in the news. I want it to be more on the news. I want this to be an issue that doesn't go away until they have the appropriate level of support for these kids.
I want to thank you for making time for us today on such short notice. And I also thank the folks that put you in contact with us. We're really grateful for your being here. Stay in touch as this issue evolves. This will be a home for you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, take care. Dr. Katie Davies wants to help, and they won't let her.